Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about some of the features of our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, in order for us to take lessons of these beautiful traits and make use of them in our ordinary life as Muslims. Okay, our subject for this episode is the moral governance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. You know that the Prophet's aim in spreading the message were to teach monotheism and religious laws. Since ethics is a means for achieving monotheism, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam placed significant emphasis on morality and character building. However, our subject for today is about the emphasis of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam on moral issues in the government. Well, the most important goals of all prophets, including that of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, are to propagate monotheism, ethics, and religious laws. These goals work towards a common aim and may overlap in some aspects. The third goal, the spread of religious laws, is a means for achieving the first two, which are the spread of monotheism and ethics. Out of these two, ethics is a means for achieving monotheism. Thus, the process of the Holy Prophet's propagation was carried out in this manner. He taught monotheism and ethics in Mecca and religious laws in Medina. An instance of his preaching for monotheism and its consequences is when he called towards God and said, قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُ. Say, there is no God but Allah, and by doing so, you will prosper. The Prophet ﷺ asked people to refrain from idolatry and instead to worship the one God, the moral being, who is merciful, forgiving, kind, bountiful, just, gracious, and who is the creator, the provider, and the lord of majesty and generosity. In addition to this, he opposes any unethical behavior. He dislikes lying and sin, the chiding of orphans, the refusal to feed the beggars, ignoring the requests of needy people. He forbids fault finding, bothering others, amassing wealth, and disapproves of slavery and of using short measures and extortion and mocking others. Okay, let's have a short break and we will be back soon.
النبي صلوا علي صلوات الله علي كلكم قولوا سوا صلوات الله علي
النبي صلوا علي
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. We are talking about some ethics that our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to employ in his government and wanted to share to other Muslims and advise them to make use of them. Well, regarding issues related to taking power and establishing governance, the Prophet continuously acted upon moral principles. By no means did he attempt to use deception or violence, the two common means employed by dictatorial oppressors. Honest, friendly, and logical discussions were the Prophet's methods in spreading his ideas. You know, after 10 years of tireless propagation in Mecca and only 2 months after being released from Abu Talib's valley, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam lost his uncle Abu Talib and his wife Lady Khadija salamullah alayha, two of his dearest political and emotional supporters. The pagans took advantage of this loss and increased their mistreatment towards him. One of these types of pressures was plotting his death on many occasions. Another was leaving him without support in the tribal power structure, although he firmly stood his ground, insisting that he achieve his goal in spreading the message. He told the people, "I don't want to force anything on you. My only request is that you protect me from being killed so that I can convey the message of my Lord." However, things only worsened to the point where he was eventually exiled from Mecca. Now let's go for a break and we will be back in no time.
Ya Nabi Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul Salam Alayka, Ya Habib Salam Alayka, Salawatullah Alayka, Ya Nabi Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul Salam Alayka, Ya Habib Salam Alayka, Salawatullah Alayka.
As we said, we're talking about the ethics that our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used in his government. You know, the power structure that the Prophet formed was based on public participation. There was no gap between the people and the leader. He encouraged people according to their individual talents and capacities to have strong participation in solving problems and forming a life system. The Prophet would never impose anything to anyone, and this is an important point. Another distinct feature of the government of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was its equability. You know, gender, age, race, tribe, homeland, and common beliefs may be considered as the basis for unity in a society which is non-Muslim. However, in Islam, the foundation of social unity is belief and ethics. The Prophet's first action in Medina was to destroy the idols located there. God declared the affection between believers in the 63 verse of Surah Al-Anfal in this manner. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وألف بين قلوبهم لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم إنه عزيز حكيم. It is he who strengthened you with his help and with the means of the faithful and united their hearts. Had you spent all that is in the earth, you cannot have united their hearts, but God united them together. Indeed, he is almighty, all wise. Well, another important action taken by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam in Medina was to create a comprehensive system of fundamental laws. This treaty clarified the boundaries of power and the responsibilities of all positions in the community. The role of the Prophet in the social structure was defined. Social groups, both Muslims and non-Muslims, became aware of their responsibilities in that way. For example, some of the principles of a Muslim nation are Muslims for an independent and unified nation. Another characteristic and principle of a Muslim society is that neighbors of the Muslims have the same rights as Muslims themselves have. Another feature is that believers will not neglect the poor and will feel responsible towards them. A fourth feature is that no Muslim is allowed to harm others, and etc. You know, these rules and principles are so many that according to these guidelines, the foundation of the ethical political system of the society in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was governing was carefully observed. This system is not based on tribe, gender, race, or social class, and all believers have equal rights. You see how comprehensive the principles of our great religion are and how our noble prophet organized a perfect Muslim nation according to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope that one day all these rules would be applied to societies by our dear Imam al-Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala faraja. And so in that way we will enjoy Islamic justice as well. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode is up. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habib.